This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. On Twitter, you can follow AMI Audio at AMI Audio. Good way to keep up with what's happening on our program and all the other programs or anything going on at AMI Audio. If you want to send some feedback, maybe ask a question, feedback at AMI.ca. You can ask anything about the networks, AMI Tele, AMI TV, or AMI Audio, or the company in general, or maybe anything. Maybe we have the answer to it, too. And, of course, you can always give us a call, 1-866-509-4545. Leave us a message. Let us know if it's okay to use your message on air and which show it's for, please. 1-866-509-4545. I'm Kelly McDonald. My co-host, Ramya Muthan.
Well, we're always trying to learn how to use our tech better, which is why we have a Monday Tech Talk with Michael Babcock.
It's time for Talking Tech with Michael, bringing you a shot of technology news to get your week going with sprinkles of assistive technology.
Michael, you come in here with great themes and things that we can talk about, and today I think there's a little bit about just using our stuff a little better with navigation and being a bit more efficient, potentially. So let's start with the tips you have on making changes in Windows to make navigating faster. Can you explain to us what Backstage is in Word?
Of course. So Backstage was introduced in 2010 with Word 2010, and it's known as a central place to save, open, print, do anything, share, do anything with your document. And it has been the bane of my existence forever.
All right. Well, then, should I ask the question, can it be disabled?
It sure can, and there are ways to go ahead and go through and get that disabled.
Oh, okay. So explain what the JAWS... the Save As Dialog, that's what we wanted to ask about. How do we get that back if this is something that you can have on or disable, and we just wanted to go to the old school way of doing it?
Of course, and that makes perfect sense. Now, once you've disabled the Backstage view, then you'll be able to get the normal, as most of us who've been using Word for years now are used to, Save As Dialog, Print Dialog, and Open Dialog. Now, how do you know if you have the Backstage view enabled? When you open Word, you'll hear, and this is from the viewpoint of JAWS, but it also is the case if you're using NVDA or Narrator, you'll hear it say, new list box, blank document. Once you hear this, go ahead and tap the escape button, and that'll put you in a new document file. Now, let's go ahead and change the option for getting this disabled. You'll want to open Word, press escape. Press Alt-F to get up to the file. Press the letter T for options. And then JAWS will say Word Options, Categories, List Options, General. A lot of work, so you want to hear for it to say General. Then you'll press Alt-H, and that will move you to change the setting, show the start screen when this app opens. And JAWS will tell you if this option is checked or unchecked. You'll use the space bar to toggle this option and then press enter to save the settings. And that was a lot and very convoluted. So if you don't get it or if you don't aren't able to follow the directions while you're listening to the show live or to the podcast, you can always go to the Freedom Scientific training site in order to get those directions in a step-by-step procedure.
Okay. Well, it's nice step by step the way you did it. I'd be back and forth for sure listening to the podcast. Let me back this up again, 30 seconds. Sir, explain what the JAWS clipboard is, please.
Well, the JAWS clipboard is basically a basic clipboard manager. If you're on the Mac or you've used Windows 10, you may be familiar with what a clipboard manager is. It'll allow you to copy from multiple different sources, whether that be text. with the JAWS clipboard manager, it'll be text. And then you can paste all of that content in one location.
Okay, so can you give us examples of how we might want to use this then?
This is something I wish I had when I was in college. Because when you're doing some papers and you need to get content from different sources, often I would want to go ahead and just copy something from a text document or from, you know, a Word document or online and use that with all the other content that I have acquired while doing some research. And it would allow you to add that to the clipboard. And then you can paste all of the text that you have copied in one location.
Okay. Wow. All right. Let's, there's a lot to take in, Michael. I'm sitting there. Oh, okay. My friend, let's move on to your second topic, and we were promoting this just before the break. Let's talk about using lists with our Amazon Echo devices. How do you save items to a list with the A-Lady?
I will go ahead and go over that, and if we have time, we can also talk about how to copy the text, because I totally skipped over that on my notes. That's what happens when you have a 14-year-old almost fall down the stairs while we're live.
I
was paying attention to two things at once. He's okay, though. So how you save items to a list with the A-Lady, and that's A-L-E-X-A for those who are unaware. I don't want to say the name, so I don't set it off. It has two lists by default. And so you can add items to it by saying, A-Lady, add a new Sonos sub to my shopping list. And she will automatically add that to your shopping list, and you can ask what's on your shop.
Yeah, it's really beneficial. And I think there's more than one, right? So what kind of lists are users given without any additional configuration and us going in and customizing?
Yeah, so the default lists are the shopping list and the to-do list. And by default, when you just say, when you just add something to a list, it will add it to your shopping list without any additional information needed.
Interesting. Okay. You would think it would have been the to-do list.
Yeah, but you got to remember, this is a device created from Amazon, so they want you to shop.
Want that to be the first thing, you know. Oh, remind me, I have a meeting tomorrow. You're buying a meeting. how do I add a list?
So all you need to do is say, "Hey, lady, create a new list called," and then insert the name of the list that you want to call it. Preferably not shopping list or to-doist, shopping list or to-do list. One of the lists that we have is Costco list, because Costco is about 3 hours away. So we don't go to Costco too often. But when we need to, we can just pull and say, or we can say, "Hey, add this to the Costco list," and she'll add it to the Costco list and we can pick it up then.
Got it. So a step further then, does the Amazon Echo work with certain task managers in terms of organizing lists?
She sure does. I've mentioned it a couple of times. My favorite task management list is Todoist, T-O-D-O-I-S-T. She does work with, I believe, the To-Do app from Microsoft and a few of the other ones. The main reason I like the Todoist app is because it's on multiple different platforms, including the A-Lady and G-Person.
Oh, right. How do you talk to the skill?
You tell her, "Enable Todoist," and that will enable the skill. You'll get a notification on your app, so you would be able to sign in to the Todoist app itself or skill itself. And then you simply say, "Open Todoist." Or if you need to add a skill, you can just say, "Add to Todoist," and it would add that task to Todoist.
That's pretty cool. And I'm assuming, I don't really know because I don't explore the Amazon Echo app as much, to be honest, but is there a way to just go in and see your list somehow without having her repeat every single item on each of your lists if you wanted to get an overview?
Yep. And you can also, you tap the menu button and then go down to your lists option. And then you can see what lists are there, go into each of those lists and then add or remove items, mark things off. It's a fairly intuitive setup. It was not the case that way in the past. In the past, it was just control from your voice, but they've gotten a lot better on the app itself.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so now let's go back to the clipboard. You were talking about the JAWS clipboard earlier and copying text from multiple sources and pasting it in one solid area. So how do we copy text?
So how you copy text and you use the JAWS clipboard is you would select your text with your control shift or just shift options, but you would highlight the text, however you do that. And then instead of hitting control C to copy it, which we all are familiar with, command C on the Mac, then you would hit insert Windows C. I wanted to make sure I had that correctly. Or the JAWS key Windows C. You'll hear JAWS say, you'll hear JAWS let you know that you've copied it to the clipboard because it'll say appended selection to clipboard. What you want to do is perform those steps for everything that you want to copy to the clipboard. To see what's on the clipboard before you paste it, simply hit insert space and the letter C. This will put you in a virtual viewer where you can see what's on there on the clipboard. And then you just hit control V to paste it anywhere else. Now, if you're like me and you forget that you're in the middle of this process sometimes and you select a word and you hit control C, it will ask you if you want to replace the clipboard. So there is that fail safe there. Last thing I want to let people know, and this is important, if you're used to using the clipboard to keep formatting, so bold or to keep links and stuff like that, and then paste it into another rich text document or into a web form that takes rich text, you will lose all formatting when you use the JAWS clip. So just be aware that it just copies the plain text.
Yeah. And I'm assuming, too, you can, if you were brave enough, didn't matter, you can disable it from asking, sure you want to replace what's on the clipboard, right?
I don't know about that. That's a good question. It definitely... it's something that I need. I need to have that confirmation because I would replace things. Now, something I'm not sure if people are aware of because I forget about it until I set it up on Windows and why I hesitated for a moment. Windows has a universal clipboard tool, and this will keep all of your formatting. This has no relation to JAWS, so it's available for NVDA or Narrator if you're using one of those screen readers. And how that works is you select text, and instead of hitting Control C, you hit Windows C. And that will add the text to a clipboard. And then you can hit Control V to paste that. You hit Control C to copy text to the clipboard. And then you hit Windows V to paste text to where you are. And when you have this on and you hit Windows V, it'll show you all of the things you copied to your clipboard. You can use your arrow keys to arrow to the item that you want and press Enter on it. And that will paste that specific item to the clipboard. And it has saved me a lot in customer service with my own, with the work that I'm doing with AT guys, because sometimes I have to copy and paste some of the same things. And instead of having to Alt-Tab back over to that window to get the context, I just hit Windows-V, find it, and hit paste.
Nice. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that saves a lot of time. That's awesome. Thank you. And this was a lot of stuff we covered. And like Kelly said, I'm pretty sure people will be going back to the podcast to get familiarized with some of the stuff you were talking about, especially with this control and V and C and X and whatever else was used. So thank you. Looking forward to next week. Also, Demasi Thomas is back next week to talk about building or to continue talking about building a secure home on the internet. So looking forward to it, Michael.
All right. You guys have a great rest of your show. And thanks for having me.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Michael Babcock joining us every Monday to talk tech.
Just looking at some notes here for those concerned about the Rogers outage before we exit this segment. Interesting note, too, with being in lockdown, as good parts of the country are, this is going to be costly because people can't function. It's one thing to have something like this go down when you're sitting in an office and can like get up and walk over to people. But when you're stuck and this is the communication, lots of problems there. So Rogers is apparently working very hard to get that back. Coming up in just a moment after the break, Brock Richardson, that guy's here again. Wow. Not on my phone this time. Oh, that's right, he can't. Sports Means. That's what he's here to do next. Sit in, visit, and bring us up to date, especially after a busy weekend. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.